MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Michael Ngubi. He's portfolio analyst at Anchor. Michael, appreciate the time today. Nuclear power, I mean, it's been around for, 50 years or perhaps more as an energy source, but it really is getting a significant resurgence in the energy transition that is so much spoken about these days.
Hi, Simon. Good day to your listeners. I think essentially if you sit back and analyze the dynamics, like if you look at nuclear power, obviously a byproduct of uranium, nuclear energy provides low emission power generation that is critical to decarbonization. Globally, demand for uranium is increasing due to aggressive nuclear power plant build programs, reactor life extensions, and small modular reactor developments. Western countries have been dependent on Russian uranium conversion and enrichment historically, but are now shifting away toward an ex-Russian supply. There is growing uranium supply deficit as depleting mines enter their end of life, secondary supply declines, and excess inventories have been drawn down.
And we are seeing, I mean, by reports, I mean, even the small modular are quite new in the scene, but the more traditional sort of large scale nuclear power plant, and there's like about 170 currently sort of, you know, under construction or in the pipeline. I mean, that is a giant number and is going to need significant supply of uranium into the future.
Yes, Simon, I fully much agree. You know, different reports will give you different figures, but on average, with around 436 nuclear reactors running worldwide, and about 170, as you have mentioned, more planned, uranium demand is still rising. The US, China, and France together use about 58% of the world's uranium. Wow. Right now, there's still a supply shortage. And by 2040, we might see a gap of around 680,000 metric tons. Reactivating old mines is crucial for short-term supply because new mines can take 10 to 15 years to start producing uranium. Plus, if you factor in the rise of AI and data centers needing more energy, we'll definitely need new mines to meet demand on top of what's currently there.
That's a great point. I mentioned up front around the energy transition. Nuclear power in of itself, and if we look at the life cycle, it's a clean energy. It's similar to wind, and in fact, in many cases, lower than solar power. This is a green baseload energy.
Yeah, very much I agree. But you know, eventually, if you look at the other means of producing energy, especially if you factor in the decarbonization world that we're moving towards, in terms of like CO2 emissions, nuclear power produces very small amount compared to your coal, similar to your wind and your geothermal eventually.
Safety, I mean, there's often concerns around it, but truthfully, there's only been two large-scale power plant problems. That was Chernobyl and Fukushima. Although there is a fair bit of concern around nuclear power, it is an incredibly safe form of power. And truthfully, I'd rather live next to a nuclear power plant than a coal-fired power plant.
Yeah, I mean, those were two catastrophic events that happened in Japan and Ukraine. But howsoever, it's like the public sentiment towards nuclear energy, given those. But if you look at the data, nuclear energy relative to your hydro, relative to your natural gas, oil, coal, it has the lowest mortality rate.
Yeah, absolutely. You've mentioned we are coming into a crunch. New mines take a significant period of time to get going. Who is your pick at Anchor in the uranium sector? What would be your stock pick in that regard?
Yeah, that's a very great question. Bottom line, it depends how you want to invest in your uranium, whether in mining companies, engineering companies, or utility companies, or rather just an ETF. Uranium Energy Corp, UEC, moved from exploration to production in 2023 and is now the fastest growing uranium company in North America. They have projects in the US, Canada, and Paraguay. Their share price has gone up by 80% in the past year, showing strong investor confidence. UEC is well-positioned to benefit from rising uranium prices, making it a promising investment. However, like any other investment, uranium comes with its own set of risks, such as regulatory changes and public opinion on nuclear energy, to name a few. So understanding the market and managing risks is crucial for successful investing in uranium. The sector is exciting and worth considering for a diversified investment portfolio.
Olivier, that's Mark Ngobe, his portfolio analyst anchor. Appreciate the time today.
We've chatted uranium before on this show. I suppose the question is, are you invested into the nuclear as a concept? And you could do it, as he said, as Michael said there, via a uranium ETF. You can do it individual stocks. But is it a space you're looking into? Is it a space that you perhaps already have some investments? Have your say, have your vote, LinkedIn and Twitter. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.